I'm going to ask you to read your poem, Mother's Pride, now.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
So this is a poem. I'm surprised I only wrote it last year, actually. It seems older than that. But that's because what it's talking about is a period in my life in 2006. I was 29 and I was quite out of the blue diagnosed with mouth cancer. And had to have an operation, a 12-hour operation, reconstructive surgery in my mouth, under my tongue. And when they sent me home, they said, look, you're going to have to be on, you know, a liquefied diet for quite a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, make sure everything's blended, you know, blend the food up. And it was in the summer. The operation was in the June. And it was quite a warm summer's day, but it was a Sunday. So mum had done the Sunday roast as she always does. And it was great. It was lovely to be around my family with her. My sisters were there and mum and stepdad and everything. And she had, prepared this lovely meal, but mine were like in the different elements of the potatoes, the vegetables and the roast beef were all like in little blended piles. So it was really weird, you know, and my face was all swollen and I had a bandage on my arm and everything. So it was a strange time. And this poem really is talking about my mum's belief in overcoming adversity. Mm. She grew up in Belfast. There were eight of them. And you know that they were a poor family. They had to work really hard, and they all looked after each other. You know, and so she has this sort of belief, and especially in me, she's always had this belief in me. So that whole thing about the summer and me improving my handwriting—that was really my mum saying, "You're going to have to do this if you want to do well." You know, and she always would say, "If you put your mind to it, you can do it." So that was her thing, right? So with the this poem is talking about that day where I felt like I was just going to have to eat, blended, liquefied food for ages. And after the meal, we were stood in the kitchen and she said, why didn't you try on this side with a little bit of biscuit? And it was like this little hard Italian biscuit. And I thought, you're crazy, Mum. Like, what? That's just ridiculous. They've said to me, I've got to wait weeks. And she went, try, put it in there in the cellar. But try that, crunch it down. She's saying, because the other side of my mouth, I still had the teeth there.
Yeah.
And I thought, all right, then I will. And I did it. And I cried. And I was like, she was looking at me and her eyes were widening. And I was crunching it down. I couldn't believe it was actually okay.
Yeah.
And I was crunching it down. And it was a bit like that moment when, and I always remember this with my mum, like being on stabilizers on a bike.
Yes.
And the stabilizers come off and she would be holding the back and you're cycling. You're like, hold on, Mum, hold on, you're cycling.
And then you realise.
And then she says, I've got you, but she hasn't.
Yeah.
She's let go, but she's behind you saying, I've got you, and then you realise you're doing it on your own. So it was sort of one of those moments.
What a lovely image.
Yeah. So it's that super. Really. So it's her pride, I think, in me, but also it's her belief in me that has often got me through some difficult times.
And this is Mother's Pride by Mike Jenkins.
Liquefied Sunday roast in blinding June sunlight. We stood side by side. After 12 hours on an operating table, I told you, they told me, I am not able to eat solid food for 6 weeks. Look, she said, and pushed a biscuit, hard and brittle, to the side of her cheek. Crunch it up on the good side, you've teeth on the right still. And mother's pride shrank to that tomboy wee girl on the streets of Belfast. I can, I will, danced defiance in her eyes. I can climb a tree as good as them. I can run and kick a ball. Kick a can, I can, I will. I'll do it all just to see him. In bewildered freeze frame, on the day of discharge from under the surgeon's knife, that left edge of my face swollen double, voice squeaking high-pitched gravel like a tinker in trouble, that remaining row of teeth on the right crunched down, began to bite. Her eyes danced like November flames, unshakable confidence, mercurial imp of delight. See, I knew you'd do it all right. Now come on and eat your dinner. It's a beautiful day out there.